And welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report. It is 6:18 a.m. We're broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. In studio, our good friend, fellow upstate New York political refugee, Brad Lytle, now the chairman of the Wilson County Republican Party. Big event coming up a week from tomorrow. You can go and sign up at wilsoncountygop.com. It's a candidates forum, candidates running for Tennessee 5th Congressional District. Also local candidates as well, right?
Also local candidates, but only the Tennessee 5 Congressional District candidates will be speaking at that event.
Yeah. So it'd be interesting. So there's a meet and greet, 5:30 to 6:30, right, for not just the Tennessee 5th Congressional District candidates, but also
all the locals.
All the locals. And so that will be interesting. You get to meet folks. And if you live in the 5th District, wherever you live, you should come to this event.
Absolutely. Please come.
Because if you live in Davidson County, Williamson County, I'm actually just on the far edge of this district. I live within the district now. And they've got a little corner of Spring Hill Thompson Station.
You're in the 5th now?
I am in the 5th district now.
So that's mostly east of 65, right?
Mostly, except for apparently they wanted me in the district.
Okay, well, that's good.
I live a little west of 65, so they drew by precinct in.
And then
Murray Marshall and Lewis County. So if you live there, you really should go to wilsoncountygop.com, sign up, and it's going to be in Lebanon. And it starts at 5:30.
Yes.
The meet and greet to 6:30. And then I'll be the master of ceremonies. And each of these candidates, 11 candidates, will have an opportunity, probably about 3 minutes, I would think, to make their case.
Right.
And but it's worth, you know, we'll try to make it interesting and lively, but, you know, it's not a debate.
Not a debate. No questions from the podium either.
Yeah. We're just going to give them an opportunity to make their case.
Give us their elevator speech.
The elevator speech, yep. While stationary.
Yes.
In front of 400 people.
Absolutely.
Now, I want to ask you this because I'm very curious about your background. Grew up in Horseheads, New York, which is in upstate New York, near Elmira.
Yes.
About 150 miles from where I ended up in Randolph, New York, in Cattaraugus County.
Mm-hmm.
But you moved here to Tennessee. Why'd you move to Tennessee?
We had kind of an idyllic life in this upstate New York quaint little village of Horseheads.
6,000 people.
6,000 people. And at a particular time, I was the village manager.
Very nice.
My two daughters lived within two blocks of us. Mm-hmm. And we had 10 of our grandkids that lived within two blocks of us.
And you were not very far from the very beautiful Finger Lakes.
Finger Lakes, beautiful.
If you've never been to upstate New York, go in the summer and just go to the Finger Lakes. These are the glacial lakes.
Glacial.
And
they're blue, unlike the brown ones here.
Well, don't get me started. Okay, let's be honest. Okay, native Tennesseans, I'm about to say something that you will find offensive. Okay? You don't really have lakes here. What you have is dammed up
rivers.
Muddy rivers.
Right.
Right? If you ever grew up in upstate New York and you've spent a summer by a lake, particularly the Finger Lakes, which are glacial and deep and beautiful, they are pristine blue.
They're different, yes. But we like these too, Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like the lakes down here as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's something about being on the water.
Yeah, exactly. So, but why'd you come here?
Well, as I said, my two daughters and 10 of our grandkids live so close to us, and it was pretty idyllic for my wife, who's been a stay-at-home mom her entire life and career. She made a career out of that, and I think it's a career that's not given a lot of credit, raising our kids and then our grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
And both of our daughters moved away 5 years ago.
Where did they move?
Around Christmas. Well, one daughter, she's a missionary. They moved to Thailand with their four kids. And the other daughter, who has six kids, moved to Mount Juliet, Tennessee.
Well, there you go.
There you go. So it was about 6 months, and I could see that Mama wasn't happy.
Yeah, and if Mama's not happy, then no one's
happy. That's correct.
So what happened? You moved to Wilson County.
We made the arrangements, and before I came down here, I started looking around because in 2011 I had started a tea party, and we tried that for quite a while. But as you know, the tea party's on the outside, so we encouraged everybody to get inside.
Right.
So I actually ran for office twice and was successful and ran and
got on the village board. Manager?
No, that's an appointed position.
Okay. What that's office? I was a
village trustee, which is like a city commissioner.
Got it.
Twice. And then I actually took a job with the village as the village manager as a cost saving. They'd been paying somebody $80,000 a year in a 6,000-person village. And I didn't think that we needed to pay that much. I thought somebody could do it part-time who had some business acumen. So I proved that we could do it part-time, and we dropped it to $35,000.
Well,
it was 22 hours a week.
A true conservative. And so then
true
what happened is your daughter, first daughter moved here to Wilson County, and Mama says, I need to be near my girls.
Well, it was a confluence of different events, you know, that plus the political environment in New York.
Bad. Worse than bad.
Oh, terrible.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. New York City, and it's just the liberals from New York City rule everything because they have such large numbers.
You know, I've always been a big fan of having two states, upstate New York and down, but it never happened, but it would be a great thing if it were, at least for the people from upstate New York. So you come here, you move here, you're semi-retired. And what do you find here in Tennessee? You moved here, what, 4 years ago?
Yes, be 4 years soon.
So you could, you would be eligible to run for state rep or state senate. You're not doing that.
I still have time.
You still have time to file, yeah, but you're not going to do that as Wilson County Republican Party chairman. But you're not quite there at governor yet. That'd be 7 years, right?
Right.
Under our state constitution. So, you know, and I moved here 31 years ago, not directly from New York, but from California. And so I think I'm told that, you know, definitely more than 3 years, you're not a carpetbagger.
Okay. Thanks, Michael. You could run for governor.
Yeah. I'd get at least 3% of the vote. So, no.
I think you'd get considerably more.
Well, I appreciate that. But as Clint Eastwood once said,
A man's got to know his limitations. Absolutely.
And I know my limitations. And being a talk show host and owning and operating the Tennessee Star and the Star News Network, that's what I should be doing.
And you do a great job of it.
Well, I appreciate that. So what's the big difference between Wilson County, Tennessee, and upstate New York?
I'd say it's more conservative, absolutely. It's more... In New York, there's an overshadowing liberalism that holds conservatives down.
Mm-hmm.
And here you're free to be a conservative. As a matter of fact, the evolution of conservatism, I've seen that people now have to embrace the word conservative. And 10 years ago, they were shying away from saying conservative. But now if you want to get elected in Tennessee, at least, you better say conservative in most counties.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different political area. It's also a different for people of faith.
1 minute.
There's so many churches here, of good churches, and people can talk openly about their faith and not
much more free to talk about your faith in Tennessee than in upstate New York.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's sort of like, I don't know, in upstate New York, you start talking about faith, and people start looking at you like
they want to turn away.
They don't want to hear it.
Right.
But here,
absolutely,
people are interested in hearing about your faith.
Right.
Yeah. Very interesting. Okay. So the event, a week from tomorrow, April 7th, in Lebanon, it'll be the meet and greet, and then the candidate forum from 6. The meet and greet 5:30 to 6:30, and 6:30 to 8 is the candidate forum. Go to WilsonCountyGOP.com to sign up. Brad Lytle, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Been my pleasure, Michael.
Will you come back?
Oh, absolutely. If I'm invited.
Yeah, but of course.
Okay.
All right. Up next, Crom Carmichael. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy. We'll be back with Crom after this.